Blog Talk Radio.
That's an old theme song. All right, let it play out for a second. Was coming on. That's hilarious. So that's my old theme song, Made of Diamonds. Good morning, Susan. And I let it play just for a minute because I really love that song, right? Because when you think about diamonds, how are diamonds made, right? If they start out as like coal and they go under an immense amount of pressure to become a diamond. And how many of you have had tremendous amounts of pressure in your life? I know I have, right? The human existence is not easy. And when we look at things that are going on in the world, how blessed are we to be living in the countries that we live in? And so I wasn't going to talk about that today, and I'm not going to focus on that. But I want everybody to focus on the gratitude, right? And gratitude today. It is Thanksgiving in Canada today. So happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends. And if we have the attitude of gratitude in our life daily, that's like the abracadabra. That is the magic wand. That's like the secret sauce, or big part of the secret sauce in, I don't want to say life of ease, because everybody has troubles in their lives. Every single person, human on earth. Good morning, Fatima. Good afternoon, Fatima. Yes, it's afternoon in the other part of the world, in Portugal, in Europe. So, So just an attitude of gratitude, right? And it makes a huge difference. And even when you can be grateful for the difficult things in your life and look for the blessing, look for what gift they brought to you, because every single thing that happens in your life, even the most terrible, tragic, difficult things, have a gift in them. Now, when taking that now and then looking at what does that have to do with like your secret life code, how we process and has to do with our secret life code, what makes us up. And we all come with a code. We come with a roadmap. And when you can understand your roadmap, then you can better understand how you tick, right? And also how to make changes, and also to be easier on yourself, because we all come with these things when we're born, the challenges that we chart in to have, and personalities and things that come up with whatever. And a lot of it, believe it or not, has to do with your secret life code. And your secret life code is made up of, it's multi-layered, multi-leveled, made up of several components. And it's made up of your astrology chart from birth. And then your we all have 12 chakras. Well, we have more than 12 chakras, but we have 12 main chakras. And each of those chakras has an archetype. And each one of those chakras also has a guide, a spirit guide. And the spirit guide for each chakra specializes in your archetypal flavor of that particular chakra. So when you can put together your astrology chart with your chakras and profiles is another layer. So we have personality profiles, and this is based on Rhys Thomas's work. There's a lot of profile systems out there. There's the Enneagram, and there's all sorts of different programs out there. But this, my particular work and focus is based on the Rhys Thomas's program and the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, where I graduated as a profile specialist. So we have personality profiles. We have a main profile. We have a secondary profile. So the main profile is like your sun sign. And the secondary profile might be like your moon sign, right? And then we have each chakra also has its own personality and own profile. And it when you put this all together, you get a really good understanding of who the heck you are and what you're supposed to be doing in the world, right? And who, because how many times you may have said it yourself, and I'm sure you've heard friends say it or relatives say it, I don't know who I'm what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, right? And when you look at childhood, actually, your childhood and how you played will give you the clues to who you're supposed to be when you grow up, what you're supposed to do. So I used to teach school when I was a kid, and I would never let anybody else teach. I had to be the teacher. We also used to play, my friend Lori is actually on here, and we used to play circus, but I was always the ringleader, and I would never let her be the ringleader. And oh my God, that is so me, right? I'm the ringleader. I can step back now, though, and let other people have their own ring to lead. But when it's in my ring, right, I'm the ringleader. Good morning, Lisa, by grace. Yes, Fatima, we are so complex. And that's what makes it difficult for us to understand ourselves. But when you have tools that give you the map, right, then it becomes a little bit easier. And you figure out, you understand why you do certain things. So I used to be nagged because I mothered everybody. And I can't help it. I mean, my kids are adults. I still mother them. I mother my friends. I mother my clients, you know, but my mother is not a soft, you know, a soft sort of one of those, oh, honey, let me give you a hug kind of mom. My mom, my profile, my cap is a captain mom, and she runs the ship, right? And she gives orders and tells the crew what to do. Now, of course, you know, it's not quite that bossy, right? But the point is, I'm not this soft, you know, loving, oh, honey, let me fix that for you. No, that's not who I am. And my kids used to complain about that. And they have a grandmother for them, luckily, though, who is that soft, kind, oh, let me comb your hair. Oh, let me rub your shoulders, right? That is not me. And I can't change that. It's what I came in with, Right. Oh, thank you, Lisa, by grace. Also, always the teacher or parent or any leader. Yeah, yeah, you all are, yes. And so it's so funny because I was out with some friends last night. There was a really good band right down the street. And what happens? I end up working, right, of course, with these cute little 20-year-olds or 21-year-olds. And anyhow, it was a great night, but I felt bad for my friends who met me there because, you know, I was got wrapped up with these kids across the other tables. But anyway, so, and again, because I cannot teach, right? It's a big part of me. It's my physical life purpose. Actually, it's not my physical life purpose point. I have to look at my own chart. Isn't that funny? And I've updated the chart so many times because getting to figure out and know who you are is complicated, right? It doesn't happen overnight. But your friends can actually be really helpful in telling you who you are, right? So my teachers are my spiritual life purpose point. So my spiritual purpose in this life is to teach. And I teach wherever I go. I see homeless people on the street, right? And they're asking for money. I don't just give them money, you know? I start a conversation. How did you get here? And what are you going to do to get out of this? What's, you know, kind of thing. So I'm always teaching. I can't stop teaching because that's in my spiritual life purpose point. And that's hard for your kids or people that you're with when they don't understand that you can't change that piece about you, okay? And that sometimes it throws a wrench in your plans when I get distracted and I'm, you know, end up off with other people teaching or whatever. But my friends are so wonderful and they're so patient and tolerant. You know, this one time with this homeless fellow, it ended in being a 20-minute conversation and chat and, you know, anyway, and, you know, my daughter, God bless her, you know, and my friends, God bless them because they're wonderful and so patient. So, but the point is, right, there are pieces of you that you couldn't change no matter how hard you tried. Because if you tried to change that, if you tried not to be that, right, it's like the conversion camps, right, where they would send people to try to change them and use electric shock and all that. I have a friend who, when she was in the 70s, she's very psychic, and her family sent her to a mental institution and tried to change her, and they would give her electric shocks, and it was terrible because they thought she was cuckoo. And they didn't change it. They did do some brain damage, but, you know, she's still quite psychic. And, you know, so there's been a lot of times and places where people do crazy things to try to change who people are, right? Just if we accept and love people of where they're at, then it's so much better, right? And we have to forgive people for everything. So my thing is frozen. I don't know if I'm frozen. Can somebody just type and let me know if I'm frozen or not? Because it seems to me I'm frozen, but I can't for sure tell. So if somebody can just put in the chat box and let me know if I am frozen, that would be awesome. So nobody's typing. I hope I'm not frozen because on Facebook, it looks like I'm totally frozen. Not frozen. Oh, thank you, Marianne Barrows. Oh, so nice to see you. All right. So let's get back to your secret life code, right? So one of the elements of your secret life code, and this is thanks, Fatima. I'm okay. This is based on a combination of other people's work and then adding my own elements to it as well. So it's based on Carolyn Mace's work, The Sacred Contract, and she worked the astrology wheel in the 12 houses. Her theory is that you could work your chakras into the 12 houses. And for me, it just doesn't quite work that well. And what I have discovered or figured out is that you work your own chart into the chakras, and it works out so much better. And so, anyway, her work is phenomenal. And so looking at, based on her work, I've now adapted and adjusted this. And then also added the Rhys Thomas profile, and then Antonia Judith's chakra work. So it's multi-layered, multi-leveled. And then I have changed and tweaked things. So it's really, really a cool thing. So now people understand, my friends, my family, know that my teacher is my spiritual life purpose, right? And I have a mother in my third chakra, and the mother is how you are in the world, how you step into the world, and how the world sees you. And I cannot change those things. Now, my mother archetype could change a little bit and soften a little bit. And the archetypes in the chakras can change as you evolve, right? As you have more of an understanding of you. Just like we make vows in each chakra. And as you uncover those vows, a vow is something that you will always or never, I will never be like my mother because she was, you know, whatever. She abandoned us, okay? And that's a vow. And when you make a vow, it actually puts like a lemon seed in your chakra. So the chakras are funnel shaped, and within, and they connect. And I like visuals, so I use the spinal cord, and the cerebral spinal fluid is like a tube that goes around, protects the spinal cord. So the funnel would like attaches into that. And then within the funnel, you have all these other little straws. And of course, you know, they're not straws, but that's what it looks like. Okay. So it's like these little mini funnels inside the funnel. And so each chakra has a funnel and comes out, connects front and back to the spine, except for the first chakra and the seventh chakra. You have one funnel that goes up towards spirit in seven and one that goes down towards the earth in one. But all the other chakras have a funnel coming out the front of your body and out the back of your body. And if you measure or read the people's chakras with a pendulum, they will be different in the front and the back, because the front is what you're showing the world, and the back, the chakras in the back, are your private side, your private life. So anyway, this is a whole healing thing now, and this is going into healer school, I'm not teaching how to do that in this course. But I am getting ready to do a bigger program, a mentorship program, which I think is going to launch in January. And it's going to be for a very small group of people who want to take this work even further. And also, it'll be with psychic development and mediumship. So it's going to be everything that I do, and it's going to be a small group. So it won't be one-on-one, but it will be a small group, and you will get some one-on-one time with me. And it'll all be, online, but we will have one weekend together, maybe two. I haven't figured out all the details yet, but that will be coming. Susan, brilliant integration of the archetypes and chakras. Thank you, Susan. And Susan actually is giving me a hand with the astrology piece, because I am, I know a tiny little bit about astrology, but not a whole lot. But Susan is really helping and working with me on the astrology piece. And then I also have another colleague who is working with me on the archetype piece, because she is a certified master, or however the title is, through Carolyn Mace. So she studied with Carolyn Mace. So, you know, I like to bring other people in and other experts in the areas to see if, like, my ideas and theories work. And so then what happens, that's how this program is developed, is by working with these other experts as well and testing it out on clients. So this is already, I've already tested it out on students and clients, and I have a bunch of people in the class already signed up who took the other two classes prior to this. But it's okay if you didn't take the other two classes, you can jump right into this one, and you know, you won't be behind or anything. You'll just be in a different place than the students who took the other two classes. So this class is going to be a little bit different than the other two classes, where I've added more elements. So we're going to be focusing on the astrology piece and getting the astrology into your chart, and we're going to be working on the five big chakras. So it's a six-week online course, begins Thursday, October 17th. I will post the link. The link is on my, you can find it on my website. It's also on Facebook, but let me see if I can find the link and I can share that with you here. Again, there are only two slots left. This is a very small class. This is a beta group, and I'm keeping it small because I want to have time to work with everybody individually, and that's why I'm keeping these classes small, because it's really the developmental stages, and to get the class really solid, again, the class is going to be really small, and oh, view live page. Okay, hold on. I got to go back here. So, okay. Oh, funny. I've been telling everybody the class is at 7:30, and it looks like I made it 7 o'clock. So, isn't that hilarious? Oh, my goodness. Like I said, I really need an assistant. Okay. So there's the, okay, I thought that was the link. And I don't see it coming up. Oh, there it is. Okay. It was delayed. It took a while. I don't know why my computer is slow today. So there's the link. If you want to, you know, sign up, you can sign up through the link there. And again, it's going to be a very small class. And I am so excited. The roster that I have already is fantastic. I have some brand new people in there who I'm excited to share the work with. And then I have some students in there who have taken the other classes that have preceded this one. And I'm excited to share the new pieces with them as well. So if you are joining the class, the one thing you can do ahead of time is to, you do not have your birth chart, your astrology chart, then you will need that for class. So you want to have your birth chart available because I'm going to show you where to plug certain things in to the Secret Life Code chart, okay? And you'll all get a chart. It'll be a writable chart whatever program. So you'll get a chart before class, and then you can start to sort of think about the chart, right? The chart has a lot of information on it and a lot of explanation about, you know, sort of like what's in the chakras, what astrology signs work in each chakra and so forth. And, you know, what the chakra identifies with, you know, so like for example, the second chakra is emotion. and that's where guilt lives. And the third chakra is ego, and that's where shame lives. So there's a lot of little information on the chart that's really helpful. And so everybody will get that ahead of time. And in Word, yeah, maybe that's it, in Word. So, because I'm on a Mac, so the hazard of that is, I don't know what it is on, oh, Excel. Okay, so I can send it to you in numbers if you have a Mac, or I can send it to you in Excel, and that way you'll be able to write on the chart, because you're going to be writing your own things in as we go along. And we're going to be doing meditations, guided meditations where you meet your guides and so forth. And it's going to be really, really fun. Let's see, when you say plug those elements in, wow, sounds like a big illumination. Oh, I love that, Susan. I really love that. Yeah, it was a big illumination for me. And so you can see that I am really excited about this. Because I encounter so many people in my work and in my everyday life that it's always the same. People are, what am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? You know, they're even these kids, and I call them kids, they're, 21 kids, years old, where they don't know what they are supposed to be or do in their life. Hey, Mary Elizabeth. Hi. I know you just got off with Colette because I was there too. Susan salivating. Oh, I know, honey. You've got so much going on with your big goddess thing this year. But I'm so thrilled that you've been giving me a hand with this because I couldn't have done it without you. So each class, well, it's funny, Cindy Fala, because I think I am changing the time to 7:30 because I don't know why I put 7 o'clock, but you guys let me know who are already signed up for the class, Mary Elizabeth, Cindy Fala, let me know if 7:30 works better for you because it works better for me. And that's what the time that I thought I set the class. Yes, Susan getting ready for our talk on 2020. Yeah, so Susan's going to be on the show to talk about astrological events coming up 2020 and that big event we have in January. So I'm really excited about that. That will be coming up soon. And 7:30 works better. Yeah, I don't know why I put 7 o'clock on the in the link to sign up. I had a brain lapse. So I think I'm going to make it 7:30. So Cindy Fala, each class is, 7:30 is better. I knew that. And I don't know why I put 7 o'clock, in the sign up. It was a brain lapse. So, each class is going to be, 2 hours. And you guys know when you've taken some classes before with me, I always go over because I love to teach so much and I can't help it because I love you guys. So, but each class is just it will be 2 hours and possibly longer. And that's just for the people that want to stay. And I, can answer questions, et cetera, things like that in the time afterwards. All right, so I am getting the Blog Talk Radio studio is getting ready to say bye-bye. So I want to thank you guys on Blog Talk. I love you guys also very much. I've had some listeners with me for years and years. And you can check out your secret life code on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. The link is live there now, and you can sign up, I believe, right from the website. And then I look forward to seeing you guys. Let's see. So, okay, I'm just trying to change this now so I can, 7:30. Look at that. I don't know why I put 7 o'clock. Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, so that's all fixed. All right, you guys on Blog Talk, I love you all so very much. I will see you soon over there. And yeah, I love you guys. Okay, so Blog Talk is out. End episode.